St. Patrick's Day being part Irish. A personal starting point. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. The rest come from my father's side: Basque, Dutch, Danish, English, Finnish, Italian, Jewish, Norwegian, Mongolian, Russian, Scot, Swedish, Spanish, Ukrainian, and Welsh, and from my mother, English, French, Cherokee, Nigerian, Scot, and Irish. The family names are Aldridge and Robinson, good Irish names. Every year on St. Patrick's Day, I wear green. Sometimes I go out for a drink or two. Like many people, I enjoy the celebration. But the older I get, the more this day becomes less about spectacle and more about memory, about what is inherited, what is forgotten, and what refuses to disappear. Names, bloodlines, and fractured histories. The family name Aller is of German and French origin. Descendants of the Huguenot Aller clan, who settled near Hanover after fleeing Catholic France during the Hundred Years' War, carried the surnames Aller, Adler, Eller, or Aller. On my mother's side, the ancestry includes French, Cherokee, Nigerian, Scottish, and Irish. The family names are Aldridge and Robinson, good Irish names. They were part of the legendary lost tribe of the Cherokees, who fled into the Ozarks to escape the Trail of Tears Indian relocation and intermarried with other tribes, escaped slaves, and settlers, mostly Scot-Irish or French. As such, I am also probably part Choctaw and Seminole. My grandparents both spoke Cherokee, so that makes me about one-fourth Cherokee or so. DNA results show trace elements of Cherokee ancestry. The lost tribe rarely appears in DNA databases because of the small number of people in the lost tribe. There are approximately 50,000 lost tribal members who have been fighting for recognition for decades. Some people also called them Black Irish because of their dark complexions. Over time, they largely forgot the Cherokee language and customs, which is the stated reason the officially recognized Cherokee tribes do not want to extend recognition. The real reason? They do not want them to open Indian casinos in Arkansas and Missouri, where most of them reside. I once met a self-described ambassador of the Cherokee Nation at a State Department annual consultation with Native American tribes. He confirmed that I was probably part of the lost tribe and that I was also probably related to him. He also confirmed the real reasons the official Cherokee nations have been fighting recognition. President Clinton, when he was an ex-president, came to Mumbai, and I talked at length with him. He also concluded we were distant cousins, as his family had family relations with the Aldridges of Little Rock and with the lost tribes of the Cherokee nations, and he said that he was part Cherokee as well but undocumented because they too were part of the lost tribes, and this was before DNA testing. His grandparents spoke Cherokee as well. He concluded we were probably distant cousins. He ended by saying I could call him Cousin Bill and he would remember me as Cousin Jake. My colleagues were all wondering why I had 10 minutes FaceTime with Clinton and what we talked about. I told them it turns out we are cousins through my mother's side of the family and we both have some Cherokee background. I should have kept in touch. He could have been a twin to our uncle. They looked very similar and were similar ages, late 50s. Before Alzheimer's and dementia took my mother, Mary, I told her this story. She replied that Clinton could indeed be a distant cousin, as she had also heard of a distant family link between the Clinton and Aldridge clans. She added that the Clintons had also lost their Cherokee tribal affiliation. But she did not like Clinton, said he was typical fake Southern populist politician. The latest DNA review shows us to be predominantly Scandinavian, Eastern European, Scottish, Welsh, Irish, Italian, which surprises me at 15%, and the 1% Nigerian. The Jewish ancestry disappeared, as did the Basque and Mongolian. That is also understandable as they were trace elements before, but I think that we do have Mongolian ancestry, as anyone from Eastern European has some Mongolian due to Genghis Khan's Ararmi Zasrapes during their reign of conquests. The Basque might be real too. The Nigerian connection keeps popping up, so that is real too. The Italians also probably are part of the mixed race lost tribes of the Cherokees, who were a mixed group of five civilized tribes, escaped slaves, French, Scots, Scot-Irish, and apparently Italians and Dutch settlers, who fled into the Ozarks and disappeared rather than be relocated during the Trail of Tears in the 1830s. Formal Indians never enrolled them. The Cherokee tribes and the other five civilized tribes still do not recognize them, as outlined in the wiki article below. It is possible that we have ancestry in any of these tribes, but Mary claimed her parents were part Cherokee and spoke Cherokee, which means they were both at least one-fourth Cherokee, as most people with less than that did not speak the language anymore. That means, as I always assumed, we are at least one-eighth Native American, despite not having any DNA evidence to back it up. The other factoid is that I once met one of her brothers, an uncle, and he looked almost full-blood Cherokee to me, easily appearing Native American. He lived in Oklahoma, where apparently there were a lot of cousins who were part of the Cherokee Nation and a lot of who were part of the Lost Tribe. We had a fascinating conversation. He had cousins who were Aldridge from Little Rock and part of the Lost Tribe. He informed me that the Cherokee Nation's official policy deemed these tribes ineligible for Cherokee status because their ancestors were not formally enrolled on the Dawes List, an official registry of Cherokee families compiled during the Trail of Tears. They thus lack both documentary and DNA evidence to back up their stories, and they were also mixed tribally and racially. The real reason he confided in me was that did not want them to open Indian casinos. Poetic musings. Poetry is where the unresolved parts are allowed to live. Green threads. I wear green. Not because I know the village name. Or the parish stone. But because something old. Still hums when the day comes. A thread runs through me. Salt wind, famine songs. Boats leaving without looking back. I am not fluent in the language. But my blood remembers. The shape of loss. And the stubborn refusal to disappear. DNA test results. The test gives me numbers. Percentages like weather forecasts. 25% Irish. As if ancestry could be folded into quarters and graphs. But it does not measure my grandmother's silence. The way stories stopped mid-sentence. Or how names changed to survive crossing oceans. The truest data was never swabbed. It lives in habits. In grief passed down quietly. In songs no one remembers learning. St. Patrick's Day, America. Here, the rivers turn green. Beer foams over. Everyone borrows an accent for a night. I watch, amused and distant. Knowing celebration is a kind of longing. We dress ourselves in symbols. Hoping they will explain us. But identity is not a costume. It is a trail of footprints. Leading backward. Sometimes into fog. Ancestors at the bar. I raise a glass. To the ones who didn't make it easy. Who left because staying meant erasure. Who survived by becoming something else. If they are watching. I hope they know. I'm still asking the questions. They never had time to answer. Family history revealed. The DNA results revealed some aspects of whom I am, where I am from, but not everything was revealed. And much of my history remains hidden. My father was from Yakima, ran away to the Bay Area, where he became a college professor, taught the dismal science of economics. Along the way, he met my mother, and after a whirlwind romance, had four children. My older brother, me, younger brother, and sister. She was a refugee from the Dust Bowl, fled Arkansas in the late 30s, never looked back, settled down in the Bay Area. Yet the South lingered on. She trained herself. to speak without an accent. The only time the Southern came out was when she was talking to her sisters. She was the 10th of 11 children. My father was a moonshiner, a Cherokee medicine man to boot. Lived life in the Ozark Mountains. She had two sons from a prior relationship that went south. We never really knew them. My father was an atheist and a morning person and a man with a plan for everything. My mother, more make it up as she went along, and a night owl. How and why they met and stayed together is beyond me. They had a stormy relationship. My mother always said, Germans and Irish don't mix and never should marry. She also said, the world is divided into morning people and night owls, and they are doomed to marry each other. Yet I suppose there was real love beneath all the drama and bluster. My tangled family history. I have a tangled family history. I grew up in Berkeley, California. My father a college professor. My mother dabbled in this and that. My father an atheist. Grew up in Yakima, Washington. My mother a LASP. Southern Baptist fundamentalist. From Little Rock, Arkansas. A dysfunctional family. Love-hate relationship. Constant fights. Distant cold father. Alcoholic mother. Siblings who hated me. DNA and family lore. Confirms I have 22 nationalities. Swirling in my tangled bloodlines. From my father's side. Basque, French, Danish, Finnish, German, Italian. Jewish Laplander, Mongolian, Norwegian, Spanish. Swedish, Ukrainian and Russian. From my mother's side. Dutch, Cherokee, from the Lost Tribe, English. Black Irish, Nigerian, and Scotch. The DNA results revealed some aspects of whom I am, where I am from, but not everything was revealed, and much of my history remains hidden. My father was from Yakima, ran away to the Bay Area, where he became a college professor, taught the dismal science economics. Along the way, he met my mother, and after a whirlwind romance, had four children. My older brother, me, younger brother, and sister. She was a refugee from the Dust Bowl. Fled Arkansas in the late 30s. Never looked back. Settled down in the Bay Area. Yet the South lingered on. She trained herself to speak without an accent. The only time the Southern came out was when she was talking to her sisters. She was the 10th of 11 children. Father was a moonshiner, a Cherokee medicine man to boot. Lived life in the Ozark Mountains. She had two sons from a prior relationship that went south. We never really knew them. My father was an atheist and a morning person and a man with a plan for everything. My mother, more make it up as she went along, and a night owl. How and why they met and stayed together is beyond me. They had a stormy relationship. My mother always said, Germans and Irish don't mix and never should marry. She also said, the world is divided into morning people and night owls, and they are doomed to marry each other. Yet I suppose there was real love beneath all the drama and bluster. DNA tests don't lie, or do they? I sent Wei for one of those DNA tests that promises to reveal your ethnic heritage. The only problem is that claim is not yet true. The results were surprising, to say the least. Family lore would have it that I have 18 nationalities. In my tangled family history, mostly Northern European, part German, Norwegian, Swedish, Finnish, Danish, Dutch, Laplander, Russian, Scottish, Basque, Mongolian, Jewish, Spanish, and French from my father. Part Cherokee, Dutch, Irish, Scottish, English, Italian, Nigerian, and French from my mother. 100% born and raised in Berkeley. The DNA results showed that I am 68% Northern European, with trace elements of Jewish, Basque, Italian, Mongolian and Nigerian stock. No Native American at all. And my Germanic last name, for some reason, did not register at all. Go figure, I said. And I read the fine print. The state of the art is such that claims that they can tell your ethnic background are exaggerated. The fine print read, explaining why it is often inaccurate. The Cherokee background disappeared because my branch of the Cherokees disappeared into the mist of time. Part of the lost tribe of the Cherokee Nation. Part Cherokee, Choctaw, Creek, Seminole, and African Americans who fled to the mountains to avoid the trail of trees. The German background got swept up into the Northern European thing. And at the end of the day, I remained as much a mongrel breed as anything else. Typical American, I suppose. Family history revealed. The DNA results revealed some aspects of whom I am, where I am from. But not everything was revealed. And much of my history remains hidden. My father was from Yakima, ran away to the Bay Area, where he became a college professor, taught the dismal science economics. Along the way, he met my mother, and after a whirlwind romance, had four children. My older brother, me, younger brother, and sister. She was a refugee from the Dust Bowl, fled Arkansas in the late 30s, never looked back, settled down in the Bay Area. Yet the South lingered on. She trained herself to speak without an accent. The only time the Southern came out was when she was talking to her sisters. She was the 10th of 11 children. Father was a moonshiner, a Cherokee medicine man to boot. Lived life in the Ozark Mountains. She had two sons from a prior relationship that went south. We never really knew them. My father was an atheist and a morning person and a man with a plan for everything. My mother, more make it up as she went along, and a night owl. How and why they met and stayed together is beyond me. They had a stormy relationship. My mother always said, Germans and Irish don't mix, and never should marry. She also said, the world is divided into morning people and night owls, and they are doomed to marry each other. Yet I suppose there was real love beneath all the drama and bluster. All in all, a fascinating experiment. Mother's secret Cherokee history. My mother grew up poor in Arkansas, part Cherokee, part of the lost tribe of the Cherokee Nation. Ran away from the Trail of Tears. Father's son. I am my father's son. I lived all my life fighting against turning into a carbon copy of my father. And I failed as my father emerged from the darkness of my soul. The full German personality and Scandinavian background becoming clear, and peered out and liked what he saw as I became him. Step by inexorable step. turning into my father, as he had turned his father, and his father in his father. Since the dawn of time, we have played this game, sons turning into their fathers, and watching grandsons start the dance all over again. St. Patrick, history without the myth. St. Patrick himself was not Irish by birth. According to historical sources, he was born in Roman Britain and taken captive to Ireland as a teenager. After escaping, he later returned as a Christian missionary. Over centuries, legend expanded his story. Snakes, shamrocks, miracles, layering myth onto history. March 17th began as a religious feast day, not a party. The version most of us recognize today, parades, public drinking, green everywhere, was shaped largely by the Irish diaspora, especially in the United States. Like many immigrant traditions, it became a way to assert belonging in a new land while honoring something left behind. What the day means to me now. I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day because I have clean answers about my ancestry. I celebrate it because the questions remain alive. DNA can suggest. History can outline. But neither can fully explain inheritance, silence, or survival. Poetry comes closest not because it resolves anything, but because it allows contradiction to stand. I wear green not as a costume, but as a signal, something endured. Something crossed oceans, changed names, forgot languages, survived erasure, and still found a way to speak. That is what I'm honoring. St. Patrick's Day being part Irish. I am writing a blog piece on St. Patrick's Day. Please help me find anything I may have written on my blog, in my documents or on the web, writing.com, fan stories, and all stories about being Irish, family history, DNA testing, and St. Patrick's Day, followed by the history of St. Patrick's Day. Once I have that, I will write my draft piece. Please format this for Substack in plain text with any URLs spelled out. Copilot said. Copilot. Permanent Substack collections page. Collection title. Ancestry, Identity, and St. Patrick's Day. Collection description, for Substack collections. This collection gathers poems and essays exploring ancestry, family history, DNA testing, and cultural inheritance, with a recurring focus on St. Patrick's Day as a moment for reflection rather than costume. These pieces live at the intersection of personal memory, diaspora identity, and historical context, where lineage is partial, stories are unfinished, and meaning is made through attention. Poetic musings on ancestry. Archive permanent. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. I always celebrate St. Patrick's Day by wearing green, and occasionally going out for a drink or two. The poems below accompany my longer reflections on ancestry, DNA, and Irish identity. They are not claims of certainty, but records of listening. Green threads. I wear green. Not because I know the village name, or the parish stone, but because something old still hums when the day comes. A thread runs through me. Salt wind, famine songs. Boats leaving without looking back. I am not fluent in the language, but my blood remembers. The shape of loss. And the stubborn refusal to disappear. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me, fan story. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 11388812. DNA test results. The test gives me numbers. Percentages like weather forecasts. 25% Irish. As if ancestry could be folded into quarters and graphs. But it does not measure my grandmother's silence. The way stories stopped mid-sentence. Or how names changed to survive crossing oceans. The truest data was never swabbed. It lives in habits. In grief passed down quietly. In songs no one remembers learning. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me, Fanstory. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1138812. St. Patrick's Day, America. Here, the rivers turn green. Beer foams over. Everyone borrows an accent for a night. I watch, amused, and distant. Knowing celebration is a kind of longing. We dress ourselves in symbols. Hoping they will explain us. But identity is not a costume. It is a trail of footprints. Leading backward. Sometimes into fog. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me, Fanstory. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1138812. Ancestors at the bar. I raise a glass. To the ones who didn't make it easy. Who left because staying meant erasure. Who survived by becoming something else. If they are watching. I hope they know. I'm still asking the questions. They never had time to answer. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me, Fanstory. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1138812. Context essay, link from collection. These poems are paired with a longer essay reflecting on Irish ancestry, DNA testing, and the history of St. Patrick's Day, including a research-based historical analysis courtesy of C.O. Pilot. Together, the poetry and prose explore how identity is inherited, reshaped, and sometimes misunderstood, especially in diaspora cultures. You can pin or link your full St. Patrick's Day essay here. Yearly St. Patrick's Day recurring feature. Ready to reuse framework. Feature title, reuse each year. St. Patrick's Day notes on ancestry and identity. Feature description. Each year on St. Patrick's Day, I revisit ancestry Irish and otherwise through poetry, memory, and research. Some years I add a poem. Some years I revise an old one. Some years I simply reread what's already here. This is not about celebration alone, but about continuity. Yearly intro template, drop-in ready. Every March, the world turns green. I still wear it. I still raise a glass. But more and more, St. Patrick's Day has become a moment of listening rather than noise, a chance to sit with ancestry, memory, and the limits of what we can know. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, one thread among many. What matters most isn't the number, but the questions it keeps alive. This year, I'm returning to a set of poems that explore that inheritance and adding this note as a marker in time. Short notes version. For Substack notes, social posts, or cross-posting. St. Patrick's Day being part Irish. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. Every year on St. Patrick's Day I wear green, and sometimes go out for a drink or two. Like a lot of people, I celebrate but I also reflect. DNA gives percentages, but it doesn't tell the whole story. It can't measure silences, migrations, or why certain names and memories fade while others linger. It doesn't capture what it meant to leave, to survive, or to become something new in another country. St. Patrick himself wasn't Irish by birth. He was taken to Ireland, escaped, and later returned as a missionary. Over time, his feast day became a global celebration shaped as much by the Irish diaspora, especially in America, as by Ireland itself. For me, this day isn't about costumes or clichés. It's about ancestry, memory, and asking better questions about where we come from, even when the answers are incomplete. Everyone's Irish for a day. Some of us are still listening for the stories underneath the green. 2. Substack version with inline links. Long-form essay with references to your published work. St. Patrick's Day being part Irish. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. I always celebrate St. Patrick's Day by wearing green, and occasionally going out for a drink or two. Like many people, I enjoy the public celebration, the green, the music, the shared excuse to gather. But underneath that, St. Patrick's Day always pulls me inward. It becomes a day of questions, what I know, what I've inherited without explanation, and what modern tools like DNA testing can and cannot tell us. I've written before about how family history lingers sometimes as memory, sometimes as absence. One of my pieces, Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me, touches on this directly, weaving family, identity, and ancestry into a personal narrative. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, id=11388812. That story, like many family stories, doesn't resolve neatly. It doesn't give a village name or a parish record. What it gives instead is a feeling that the past is still nearby, still trying to speak. DNA testing adds another layer. Seeing Irish reduced to a percentage can be grounding, but also misleading. Numbers can suggest direction, but they don't explain migrations, silences, or why identities sometimes fracture in order to survive. They don't account for stories that were never written down, or names that changed when crossing an ocean. Saint Patrick himself is a fitting symbol for this complexity. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, he was born in Roman Britain, not Ireland. As a teenager, he was taken captive to Ireland, later escaped, and eventually returned as a Christian missionary. https://www.britannica.com/biography/St. Patrick. Much of what surrounds him today, shamrocks, snakes, and sweeping legends, grew over centuries. His feast day, March 17, began as a religious observance and slowly evolved into a broader cultural celebration. https://www.britannica.com/topic/St. Patrick's Day. History.com points out that many of the traditions we now associate with St. Patrick's Day, large parades, heavy public celebration, and a strong emphasis on Irish identity, were shaped significantly in the United States by Irish immigrants and their descendants. https://www.history.com/article/history of St. Patrick's Day. https://www.history.com/article/St. Patrick's Day Origins America. In that sense, the holiday itself mirrors the immigrant experience, part memory, part reinvention, part longing. I don't wear green because I know everything about where my Irish ancestors came from. I wear it because something survived long enough for me to ask. Because identity isn't just lineage, it's curiosity, humility, and the willingness to keep listening. St. Patrick's Day reminds me that ancestry is layered, incomplete, and alive. And sometimes, poetry is the only place where all of that can coexist without needing to be resolved. A newsletter intro and poem excerpt combo. Permanent Substack collections page. Collection title: Ancestry, Identity, and St. Patrick's Day. Collection description: 4 Substack collections. This collection gathers poems and essays exploring ancestry, family history, DNA testing, and cultural inheritance, with a recurring focus on St. Patrick's Day as a moment for reflection rather than costume. These pieces live at the intersection of personal memory, diaspora identity, and historical context, where lineage is partial, stories are unfinished, and meaning is made through attention. Poetic musings on ancestry. Archive permanent. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. I always celebrate St. Patrick's Day by wearing green, and occasionally going out for a drink or two. The poems below accompany my longer reflections on ancestry, DNA, and Irish identity. They are not claims of certainty, but records of listening. Green threads. I wear green. Not because I know the village name. Or the parish stone. But because something old. Still hums when the day comes. A thread runs through me. Salt wind, famine songs. Boats leaving without looking back. I am not fluent in the language. But my blood remembers. The shape of loss. And the stubborn refusal. To disappear. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me. Fanstory. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1138812. DNA test results. The test gives me numbers. Percentages like weather forecasts. 25% Irish. As if ancestry could be folded into quarters and graphs. But it does not measure. My grandmother's silence. The way stories stopped mid-sentence. Or how names changed. To survive crossing oceans. The truest data. Was never swabbed. It lives in habits. In grief passed down quietly. In songs no one remembers learning. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me. Fanstory. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1138812. St. Patrick's Day, America. Here, the rivers turn green. Beer foams over. Everyone borrows an accent for a night. I watch, amused, and distant. Knowing celebration is a kind of longing. We dress ourselves in symbols. Hoping they will explain us. But identity is not a costume. It is a trail of footprints. Leading backward. Sometimes into fog. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me. Fanstory. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1138812. Ancestors at the bar. I raise a glass. To the ones who didn't make it easy. Who left because staying meant erasure. Who survived by becoming something else. If they are watching. I hope they know. I'm still asking the questions. They never had time to answer. Related ancestry writing. Mary's ghost still haunts me. Fanstory. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1138812. Context essay, linked from collection. These poems are paired with a longer essay reflecting on Irish ancestry, DNA testing, and the history of St. Patrick's Day, including a research-based historical analysis courtesy of CO Pilot. Together, the poetry and prose explore how identity is inherited, reshaped, and sometimes misunderstood, especially in diaspora cultures. You can pin or link your full St. Patrick's Day essay here. Yearly St. Patrick's Day recurring feature. Ready to reuse framework. Feature title, reuse each year. St. Patrick's Day notes on ancestry and identity. Feature description. Each year on St. Patrick's Day, I revisit ancestry Irish and otherwise through poetry, memory, and research. Some years I add a poem. Some years I revise an old one. Some years I simply reread what's already here. This is not about celebration alone, but about continuity. Yearly intro template, drop-in ready. Every March, the world turns green. I still wear it. I still raise a glass. But more and more, St. Patrick's Day has become a moment of listening rather than noise, a chance to sit with ancestry, memory, and the limits of what we can know. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, one thread among many. What matters most isn't the number, but the questions it keeps alive. This year, I'm returning to a set of poems that explore that inheritance and adding this note as a marker in time. Then link back to the permanent collection page. Why this works long term? The collection page stays stable and authoritative. The poems remain fixed texts, not seasonal throwaways. The yearly feature becomes a ritual, not a one-off post. Readers can enter from any year and still understand the whole. Reasoning completed in 11 steps. Generating response. St. Patrick's Day Blog Research Pack, for Substack. Plain text. URLs fully spelled out. Equals. 1. What I found in your own documents, Microsoft 365 files, equals. Important note up front, I did not find a document that is clearly a dedicated St. Patrick's Day post or an I'm Irish and DNA testing essay draft in the file snippets I can currently see. What I did find are, A, your existing public writing link inventories and, B, a very relevant family history / Scot-Irish / Black Irish thread in one of your public poems, plus, C, your own stated plan to move your blog to Substack. 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2 plus 3. A. Your plan / editorial direction, useful as your author's note context. File, 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2, and V2, includes transition blog to Substack by March. Focus on poetry and short stories. 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2 plus 2. File, 2026 Journal March Part 1 and 2026 Journal February Part 1. Repeat the Substack transition goal and your broader writing cadence. 2026 Journal March Part 1 plus 1. How this helps your St. Patrick's Day piece, you can frame the post as part of your Substack transition. I'm moving the blog here, and I'm using holidays as anchor points for memory and identity and research. B. Your own public links. I published inventories, mine's for Irish-related cross-links. File, 2025 Posted Poems Chapbook Daft contains a table of contents and multiple read-online links to your public work on All Poetry, Outlaw Poetry, Spill Words, Poetry Soup. URLs, from that file snippet. 2025 Posted Poems Chapbook Daft. https://alpatry.com/poem/13909240 Hitchhiking Tales by Jake Oller. 2025 Posted Poems Chapbook Daft. https://outlawpoetry.com/2018/insearchofamerica1975 Hitchhiking Tales by Jake Cosmos Oller/2025 Posted Poems Chapbook Daft. https://spillwords.com/insearchofamerica Hitchhiking Tales /2025 Posted Poems Chapbook Daft. https://www.poetrysoup.com/poem/epic_road_trip_15235142025 Posted Poems Chapbook Daft. https://www.poetrysoup.com/poem/hitchhiking_tales_1307084205 Posted Poems Chapbook Daft. File, Insomania Poems confirms additional public pieces on fan story and references your broader blog ecosystem, the world according to Cosmos. Even though it's dream-themed, it proves, You already maintain curate confirmed public postings lists you can mirror for Irish/St. Patrick's Day. URLs, from that file snippet in Somania Poems. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1158871 in Somania Poems. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1167618 in Somania Poems. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 1172513 in Somania Poems. C. Your blog URL, S, confirmed in your files, for you to search internally on your side. File, Jake's birthday data includes a direct link labeled Berkeley Enough, pointing to your blog. https://thworldaccordingtocosmos.com/berkeleytimetravel/ It also includes a WordPress short link Jake's birthday data. https://wp.me/p7naso397 and a Fanstory profile/page link Jake's birthday data. https://www.fanstory.com/mypage.jsp, user ID equals 938546 Jake's birthday data. Why this matters, even though my web search didn't surface St. Patrick's Day posts on your blog by keyword, you now have the confirmed domain and a WP short link pattern you can use to locate older posts quickly, site search, tag search, month archives, etc. Jake's birthday data. Equals 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 equ plus Fanstory. A. Fanstory, your strongest Irish slash root slash family history match found. Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me by Jake Cosmos Aller, Fanstory. This piece explicitly references Scot-Irish settlers and a Black Irish identity thread in the family history context. URL, https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 11388.12 Fanstory. This is immediately useful for your St. Patrick's Day post because it gives you a personal, family-rooted entry point, memory, ancestry, identity, language slash themes that can bridge into what DNA can slash can't tell us without losing the human story. B. Writing.com, confirmed page under your author identity J. Cosmos. Computer Rants on My Blog by J. Cosmos, Writing.com. Not Irish themed, but confirms another public archive where you posted essays and can search for Irish, Ireland, DNA, Patrick, etc. URL, https://www.writing.com/main/view_item/item_id/217936 Computer Rants on My Blog Writing. Equals 3. Web sources for Irish DNA slash family history background, to support your personal thread. To pair with your personal slash family material, here's one accessible explainer that came up in search. What DNA tells us about the people in Ireland, Alcation, overview style discussion of Irish genetic diversity and historical layers. URL. https://alcation.com/humanities/what DNA tells us about ancestry people Ireland Alcation. How to use it without overclaiming. Treat it as a context frame, not a genealogical proof. Use it to explain why Irish can be regionally complex in DNA, migrations, clusters, overlap with Britain, then pivot back to records, oral history, and named ancestors. Equals 4, History of St. Patrick's Day, Research Summary plus Sources. A. Who St. Patrick was, the grounded version. St. Patrick was born in Roman Britain, not Ireland, was taken to Ireland as a captive at about age 16, later escaped, and eventually returned as a Christian missionary. Britannica plus 2. He is credited with spreading Christianity in Ireland and establishing churches/monasteries/schools, as described in standard histories, and later legend greatly expanded his story. Key sources. Britannica plus 2. Britannica overview of St. Patrick's Day and its origins, https://www.britannica.com/topic/St. Patrick's Day Britannica. Britannica biography of St. Patrick, https://www.britannica.com/biography/St. Patrick Britannica. History.com, Who was St. Patrick? https://www.history.com/article/Who was St. Patrick Historia. B. Feast Day to Global Festival, How the Holiday Evolved. St. Patrick's Day is observed on March 17, traditional death date, and began as a religious feast day. Over time it became a broader cultural celebration of Irish identity. History plus 2. History.com emphasizes that many familiar parade and party traditions were shaped strongly in the United States, not imported fully formed from Ireland. Key sources. History plus 1. History.com St. Patrick's Day, origin, meaning and background, https://www.history.com/article/history of St. Patrick's Day history. History.com How St. Patrick's Day took on new life in America, https://www.history.com/article/St. Patrick's Day Origins America History. Wikipedia General Background, handy for quick cross-checks, use cautiously for final authority. https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick%27s_day Wikipedia. C. Symbols and Myth versus History, Shamrock, Snakes, Green. The shamrock is strongly associated with St. Patrick, including the tradition that it was used to explain the Trinity. Multiple sources note this is part of later tradition/legend rather than a contemporary record. History plus 2. The Banishing Snakes story is widely treated as legend, often interpreted symbolically. Britannica plus 1. The National Museum of Ireland provides detail on older Irish folk customs, crosses/badges/rosettes, and how traditions developed over time. URL https://www.museum.ie/news/2023/from-shamrock-and-rosettes-to-patrick-spot-museum. D. Optional America angle you can use, diaspora and parades, if you want a diaspora-focused section, these two are useful. History.com on U.S. reinvention of the holiday, https://www.history.com/article/St. Patrick's Day Origins America History. Wikipedia St. Patrick's Day in the United States, date/claims vary by source, treat as a starting point. https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick%27s_day_in_the_United_States Wikipedia. equals 5. Substack ready structure you can copy slash paste, with placeholders. Title, Everyone's Irish for a Day, but my Irish story isn't a costume. Subtitle, St. Patrick's Day, Family Memory, and What DNA Can't Quite Measure. Opening hook, personal. Start with one vivid scene, a family phrase, a remembered relative, an inherited habit, a story you were told, or a story you wish you'd asked about sooner. Then link to your own published piece that touches ancestry slash family identity, in Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me, I wrote about. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 11388122 fanstory. Section 1, The Personal History, Your Material. What you know from family stories, names, places, migrations, Scot-Irish, Black-Irish, etc. What you don't know, the gaps become the narrative engine. If you want, mention your broader blog universe and the Substack transition as the why now. Your journal notes show this transition intent, 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2 plus 1. Section 2, DNA testing useful, but not the whole story. Explain DNA as, A, a clue generator. B, a connection tool, cousin matches. C, a myth buster sometimes. Pair it with, records, places, oral history, and the emotional truth of family. Context link, use as general background, not proof. https://arlocation.com/humanities/what-dna-tells-us-about-ancestry-people-ireland-arlocation. Section 3, Who St. Patrick Was, Short, Clean History. Born in Britain, taken to Ireland in captivity, returned later as a missionary. History plus 1. Separate what we can say from what legend added. Sources, https://www.britannica.com/biography/St. Patrick https://www.history.com/article/who-was-St.-Patrick-Chistora-plus-1-Britannica-history. Section 4, How St. Patrick's Day Became What It Is. Feast Day Roots in Ireland, Big Public Parade Culture Shaped Strongly in America. Sources, https://www.history.com/article/history-of-st-patricks-day-https://www.history.com/article/st-patricks-day-origins-america-history-plus-1-history-history. Section 5, What I'm Keeping, and What I'm Dropping, This Year. Keep, food/music/memory/community. Drop, stereotypes, Everyone's Irish emptiness, shallow greenwashing. End with one concrete action, call a relative, scan a photo, write down a story, visit a grave, cook a family dish, or reread your own poem. Closing line. Bring it back to your real meaning of the day, identity, gratitude, continuity, repair. Equals 6, a short starter intro you can adapt, optional. Every March, the world turns green for a day. Some people do it for fun, some for the party, some because it feels like a permission slip to belong to something older than themselves. I get it. But I also know how strange it can feel when your identity gets reduced to a color, a costume, or a joke. I've written before about the way family history haunts you in the best sense of the word, like someone still looking out for you, still trying to tell you where you came from. One of my pieces, Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me, is my attempt to put that feeling into words. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID equals 11388122 fanstory. So this St. Patrick's Day, I'm doing something different. I'm treating the holiday as an excuse to do the real work, to look at what I actually know about my people, what I only think I know, and what modern tools like DNA can suggest but not fully explain. Allocation. Equals. One quick question, so I can find more of your own St. Patrick's writing. What's the exact URL of your blog's homepage, or your Substack URL/handle, and what username do you use on writing.com and Fanstory? With that, I can run much tighter site searches aimed specifically at Irish/DNA/St. Patrick's Day posts and pull a cleaner, longer list of your own relevant entries. Sources. Here is my blog homepage and usernames for tighter search. Help me draft the St. Patrick's Day blog post using this research. Summarize key points for each blog section in plain text. Message Copilot. AI-generated content may be incorrect. Can you draft a posting using the research you generated and including the poem sites by extracting the poems and including that as a standalone section titled Poetic Musings? Start with a personal note as follows. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. I always celebrate St. Patrick's Day by wearing green, and occasionally going out for a drink or two. Here are some of my poetic musings on family history, Bain Irish, and St. Patrick's Day, followed by a historical analysis courtesy of Copilot. St. Patrick's Day being part Irish, I am writing a blog piece on St. Patrick's Day. Please help me find anything I may have written on my blog, in my documents or on the web, writing.com, fan stories, and all stories about being Irish, family history, DNA testing, and St. Patrick's Day, followed by the history of St. Patrick's Day. Once I have that, I will write my draft piece. Please format this for Substack in plain text with any URLs spelled out. Copilot said, Copilot reasoning completed in 11 steps generating response St. Patrick's Day blog research pack, for Substack, plain text. URLs fully spelled out. Equals. What I found in your own documents, Microsoft 365 files, equals. Important note up front, I did not find a document that is clearly a dedicated St. Patrick's Day post or an I'm Irish plus DNA testing essay draft in the file snippets I can currently see. What I did find are, A, your existing public writing link inventories and, B, a very relevant family history / Scot-Irish / Black-Irish thread in one of your public poems, plus, c, your own stated plan to move your blog to Substack. 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2 plus 3a, your plan / editorial direction, useful as your author's note context. File, 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2, and V2, includes transition blog to Substack by March, focus on poetry and short stories. 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2 plus 2 file, 2026 Journal March Part 1 and 2026 Journal February Part 1 repeat the Substack transition goal and your broader writing cadence. 2026 Journal March Part 1 plus 1 how this helps your St. Patrick's Day piece, you can frame the post as part of your Substack transition, I'm moving the blog here, and I'm using holidays as anchor points for memory and identity and research. B. Your own public links. I published inventories, mines for Irish related cross links. File, 2025 posted poems. Chapbook Daft contains a table of contents and multiple read online links to your public work on All Poetry, Outlaw Poetry, Spill Words, Poetry Soup. URLs, from that file snippet. 2025 posted poems. Chapbook Daft https://alpatry.com/poem/13909240 Hitchhiking Tales by Jake Oller. 2025 posted poems. Chapbook Daft https://outlawpoetry.com/2018/in-search-of-America 1975 Hitchhiking Tales by Jake Cosmos Oller. 2025 posted poems. Chapbook Daft https://spillwords.com/in-search-of-America/hitchhiking-tales/2025 posted poems. Chapbook Daft https://www.poetrysoup.com/poem/epic_road_trip_15235142025 posted poems. Chapbook Daft https://www.poetryzoup.com/poem/hitchhiking_tales_1307084205 posted poems. Chapbook Daft file, Insomania Poems confirms additional public pieces on Fanstory and references your broader blog ecosystem, the world according to Cosmos. Even though it's dream themed, it proves you already maintain curated confirmed public postings lists you can mirror for Irish / St. Patrick's Day. URLs, from that file snippet. Insomania Poems https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID=115887(1). Insomania Poems https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID=116761(8). Insomania Poems https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, ID=1172513. Insomania Poems C, your blog URL, S, confirmed in your files, for you to search internally on your side. File, Jake's birthday data includes a direct link labeled Berkeley Enough, pointing to your blog. https://thworldaccordingtocosmos.com/berkeley. Time travel / it also includes a WordPress short link. Jake's birthday data https://wp.me/p7naso397 and a Fanstory profile / page link. Jake's birthday data https://www.fanstory.com/mypage.jsp. User ID equals 938546. Jake's birthday data. Why this matters, even though my web search didn't surface St. Patrick's Day posts on your blog by keyword, you now have the confirmed domain plus a WP short link pattern you can use to locate older posts quickly, site search, tag search, month archives, etc. Jake's birthday data equals ==2, what I found on the web that appears to be your public writing, writing.com plus fanstory, a, fanstory, your strongest Irish/root/family history match found, Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me by Jake Cosmos Aller, fanstory. This piece explicitly references Scot-Irish settlers and a Black Irish identity thread in the family history context. URL, https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, id=11388.12 fanstory. This is immediately useful for your St. Patrick's Day post because it gives you a personal, family-rooted entry point, memory, ancestry, identity, language/themes that can bridge into what DNA can/can't tell us without losing the human story. B, writing.com, confirmed page under your author identity. J. Cosmos, computer rants on my blog by J. Cosmos, writing.com. Not Irish themed, but confirms another public archive where you posted essays and can search for Irish, Ireland, DNA, Patrick, etc. URL, https://www.writing.com/main/view_item/item_id/217936.7 computer rants on my blog writing equals 3 web sources for Irish DNA/family history background to support your personal thread to pair with your personal/family material. Here's one accessible explainer that came up in search: what DNA tells us about the people in Ireland. Alcation, overview-style discussion of Irish genetic diversity and historical layers. URL, https://alcation.com/humanities/what-dna-tells-us-about-ancestry-people-ireland. Alcation, how to use it without overclaiming, treat it as a context frame, not a genealogical proof. Use it to explain why Irish can be regionally complex in DNA, migrations, clusters, overlap with Britain, then pivot back to records, oral history, and named ancestors. Equals 4. History of St. Patrick's Day, research summary plus sources. A. Who St. Patrick was, the grounded version. St. Patrick was born in Roman Britain, not Ireland, was taken to Ireland as a captive at about age 16, later escaped, and eventually returned as a Christian missionary. Britannica plus 2. He is credited with spreading Christianity in Ireland and establishing churches/monasteries/schools, as described in standard histories. And later legend greatly expanded his story. Key sources: Britannica plus 2. Britannica overview of St. Patrick's Day and its origins, https://www.britannica.com/topic/St. Patrick's Day. Britannica biography of St. Patrick, https://www.britannica.com/biography/St. Patrick. Britannicahistory.com, who was St. Patrick? https://www.history.com/article/who was St. Patrick. Chistora B, feast day to global festival, how the holiday evolved. St. Patrick's Day is observed on March 17, traditional death date, and began as a religious feast day. Over time it became a broader cultural celebration of Irish identity. History plus 2. History.com emphasizes that many familiar parade and party traditions were shaped strongly in the United States, not imported fully formed from Ireland. Key sources: History plus 1. History.com. St. Patrick's Day, origin, meaning and background, https://www.history.com/article/history-of-st-patrick's-day-history-history.com How St. Patrick's Day took on new life in America, https://www.history.com/article/st-patrick's-day-origins-america-history-wikipedia-general-background, handy for quick cross-checks, use cautiously for final authority https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick%27s_day-wikipedia-c, symbols and myth versus history. Shamrock, snakes, green, the shamrock is strongly associated with St. Patrick, including the tradition that it was used to explain the Trinity. Multiple sources note this is part of later tradition/legend rather than a contemporary record. History plus 2 The Vanishing Snake story is widely treated as legend, often interpreted symbolically. Britannica plus 1 The National Museum of Ireland provides detail on older Irish folk customs, crosses/badges/rosettes, and how traditions developed over time. URL https://www.museum.ie/nie/news/2023/from-shamrock-and-rosettes-to-patrick's-spot-museum-d, optional America angle you can use, diaspora and parades, if you want a diaspora-focused section, these two are useful, history.com on U.S. reinvention of the holiday, https://www.history.com/article/st-patrick's-day-origins-america-history-wikipedia-saint-patrick's-day in the United States, date/claims vary by source, treat as a starting point https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick's-day-origins-america-history-wikipedia-saint-patrick's-day-in-the-united-states, date/claims vary by source, treat as a starting point https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick's-day-origins-america-history-wikipedia-saint-patrick's-day-in-the-united-states, https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick's-day-origins-america-history-wikipedia-saint-patrick's-day-in-the-united-states, date/claims vary by source, treat as a starting point https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick's-day-origins-america-history-wikipedia-saint-patrick's-day-in-the-united-states, date/claims vary by source, treat as a starting point https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/saint_patrick's-day-origins-america-history-wikipedia-saint-patrick's-day-in-the-united-states, a story you were told, or a story you wish you'd asked about sooner. Then link to your own published piece that touches ancestry/family identity, in Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me, I wrote about, https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, id=113881(2) Fanstory Section 1, The Personal History, Your Material, What You Know From Family Stories, Names, Places, Migrations, Scot-Irish, Black-Irish, etc. What you don't know, the gaps become the narrative engine. If you want, mention your broader blog universe and the Substack transition as the why now. Your journal notes show this transition intent, 2026 Master Journal combining old journal and writing March Part 2 plus 1 Section 2, DNA testing useful, but not the whole story. Explain DNA as, A, a clue generator, B, a connection tool, cousin matches, C, a myth buster. Sometimes pair it with records, places, oral history, and the emotional truth of family. Context link, use as general background, not proof. https://arlcation.com/humanities/what-dna-tells-us-about-ancestry-people-ireland Arlcation Section 3, Who St. Patrick Was, Short, Clean History, Born in Britain, Taken to Ireland in Captivity, Returned Later as a Missionary. History plus 1 Separate What We Can Say From What Legend Added. Sources, https://www.britannica.com/biography/St. Patrick https://www.history.com/article/who-was-St.-Patrick-history-section-4, How St. Patrick's Day Became What It Is Feast Day. Roots in Ireland, Big Public Parade Culture Shaped Strongly in America. Sources, https://www.history.com/article/history-of-St.-Patrick's-Day https://www.history.com/article/st-Patrick's-Day-Origins-America-History-plus-1-History-History-Section-5, What I'm Keeping, and What I'm Dropping, This Year Keep, Food/Music/Memory/Community. Drop, Stereotypes, Everyone's Irish Emptiness, Shallow Greenwashing. End with one concrete action, call a relative, scan a photo, write down a story, visit a grave, cook a family dish, or reread your own poem. Closing line, bring it back to your real meaning of the day, identity, gratitude, continuity, repair. Equals 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 equ The world turns green for a day. Some people do it for fun, some for the party, some because it feels like a permission slip to belong to something older than themselves.
I get it.
But I also know how strange it can feel when your identity gets reduced to a color, a costume, or a joke. I've written before about the way family history haunts you in the best sense of the word, like someone still looking out for you, still trying to tell you where you came from. One of my pieces, Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me, is my attempt to put that feeling into words. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp id=11388122 fanstory. So the St. Patrick's Day, I'm doing something different. I'm treating the holiday as an excuse to do the real work, to look at what I actually know about my people, what I only think I know, and what modern tools like DNA can suggest but not fully explain. Allocation equals. One quick question, so I can find more of your own St. Patrick's writing, what's the exact URL of your blog's homepage, or your Substack URL/handle, and what username do you use on writing.com and Fanstory? With that, I see a short notes version. For Substack notes, social posts, or cross-posting. St. Patrick's Day being part Irish. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. Every year on St. Patrick's Day I wear green, and sometimes go out for a drink or two. Like a lot of people, I celebrate but I also reflect. DNA gives percentages, but it doesn't tell the whole story. It can't measure silences, migrations, or why certain names and memories fade while others linger. It doesn't capture what it meant to leave, to survive, or to become something new in another country. St. Patrick himself wasn't Irish by birth. He was taken to Ireland, escaped, and later returned as a missionary. Over time, his feast day became a global celebration shaped as much by the Irish diaspora, especially in America, as by Ireland itself. For me, this day isn't about costumes or cliches. It's about ancestry, memory, and asking better questions about where we come from even when the answers are incomplete. Everyone's Irish for a day. Some of us are still listening for the stories underneath the green. 2. Substack version with inline links. Long-form essay with references to your published work. St. Patrick's Day being part Irish. I am part Irish on my mother's side of the family. According to DNA testing, I am about 25% Irish, just one out of my 18 nationalities swirling in my bloodlines. I always celebrate St. Patrick's Day by wearing green, and occasionally going out for a drink or two. Like many people, I enjoy the public celebration, the green, the music, the shared excuse to gather. But underneath that, St. Patrick's Day always pulls me inward. It becomes a day of questions: what I know, what I've inherited without explanation, and what modern tools like DNA testing can and cannot tell us. I've written before about how family history lingers sometimes as memory, sometimes as absence. One of my pieces, Mary's Ghost Still Haunts Me, touches on this directly, weaving family, identity, and ancestry into a personal narrative. https://www.fanstory.com/displaystory.jsp, id=11388812. That story, like many family stories, doesn't resolve neatly. It doesn't give a village name or a parish record. What it gives instead is a feeling that the past is still nearby, still trying to speak. DNA testing adds another layer. Seeing Irish reduced to a percentage can be grounding, but also misleading. Numbers can suggest direction, but they don't explain migrations, silences, or why identities sometimes fracture in order to survive. They don't account for stories that were never written down, or names that changed when crossing an ocean. St. Patrick himself is a fitting symbol for this complexity. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, he was born in Roman Britain, not Ireland. As a teenager, he was taken captive to Ireland, later escaped, and eventually returned as a Christian missionary. https://www.britannica.com/biography/St. Patrick. Much of what surrounds him today, shamrocks, snakes, and sweeping legends, grew over centuries. His feast day, March 17, began as a religious observance and slowly evolved into a broader cultural celebration. https://www.britannica.com/topic/St. Patrick's Day. History.com points out that many of the traditions we now associate with St. Patrick's Day, large parades, heavy public celebration, and a strong emphasis on Irish identity, were shaped significantly in the United States by Irish immigrants and their descendants. https://www.history.com/article/history of St. Patrick's Day. https://www.history.com/article/St. Patrick's Day Origins America. In that sense, the holiday itself mirrors the immigrant experience, part memory, part reinvention, part longing. I don't wear green because I know everything about where my Irish ancestors came from. I wear it because something survived long enough for me to ask. Because identity isn't just lineage, it's curiosity, humility, and the willingness to keep listening. St. Patrick's Day reminds me that ancestry is layered, incomplete, and alive. And sometimes, poetry is the only place where all of that can coexist without needing to be resolved. If you'd like, next I can adapt either version into a newsletter intro and poem excerpt combo, turn this into a series opener, Holiday Essays on Identity. Drop your files here.